This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Neil Cousins. I'm from Didcot, just outside Oxford, and I'm plumbing in course 6129.
So, Neil, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I'm currently a supervisor at Didcot Power Station, but due to EU regulations, emission controls and stuff, we are being shut down in 2012, so I've taken the course with a view to being made redundant next year.
So, at the moment, you're working full-time, aren't you?
That's right.
How are you finding balancing the job around studying for the course then?
Well, I do 12-hour shifts days and nights, so it's a case of fitting it in when I can, but the benefits being because I do such long hours, I do short weeks, so I can get 2 or 3 days in a run that I can study and make the most of.
Have you got any studying tips then that you've found have worked for you particularly well?
The only thing that works for me really is just to shut myself completely away. I'm one of these, the slightest distraction is not good, so I'm basically shut in a room on my own, no distractions, and 1.5 hour stints at a time, take a bit of a break and then come back to it.
So you're training as a plumber then. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
No, not really. It was a case of looking for what I thought I would be capable of doing once I left the power generation business. So I have a couple of friends that are plumbers.
So you're on your practical train at the moment then. How are you finding it so far?
Very enjoyable, actually. It's nice to, I mean, you can read your books all day long, but it's nice to be able to come along and test your theory against your practical and actually register how much you've taken in, so to speak.
What sort of jobs are you doing then on your practical training this week?
Most of it's health and safety to start off with, obviously. But we're now straight into the real practical side, which is cutting and measuring pipe, pressure testing your joints. So basic stuff, but still nice to be able to measure against your theory.
What are your plans then when you qualify?
Well, I'm going right through to from NVQ2 to NVQ3, so hopefully I'll be registered gas safe with a view of going totally self-employed once I've finished.
So, Neil, basically, if anyone's listened to this interview, wants to retrain, have you got any advice for them about what to do?
Make yourself fully aware of what's involved. You need to be dedicated to the reading side of it. It does take some time to get your head around certain aspects. You might need to read 2 or 3 times over the same subject, but once it's in, it stays in. So be aware of the time it takes and basically just enjoy yourself with it.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.